Let's just act like we didn't redo the intro, okay? Let's just act like we didn't redo it, okay? All right, here we go. This is the first intro, okay? Welcome back to another episode of Gritty Knows Best, baby. That's right. I haven't had to redo an intro in forever, so I get a pass on this one, okay? I get a pass. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the Back for Blood beta that I got early access to thanks to my friend Jesse. As you know, I've been dying for Back for Blood to come out. It's coming out in October, but we got the early access to the beta. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about a crazy-ass Instagram Live that me, Justin, and Mo did that lasted a whole 5 hours the other night. We're going to be talking about something that has been pissing Justin off, something that's been pissing me off. But before any of that, let me introduce our guest, who's basically a co-host, sitting over there with his do-rag on, looking amazing, looking buff, but feeling a little sick today. So, you know, it's whatever. He is the greatest pop collector to ever collect pops. YouTube legend, current YouTube superstar, the artist formerly known as Simfuckus, he is Justin. How was that intro? Better?
That was better.
Oh, the first one was the train wreck.
You fumbled the first one.
Oh, my God. Thank God that wasn't live.
That was horrible.
Wow. I forgot to say, the artist formerly known as Sim.
Retired YouTuber.
Oh, my. Well, I guess. Okay, well, we have to talk about that because that's like the main thing we got to talk about. Since you said the word retired, I was going to get to that. What is this I hear? Before we get into the Instagram Live and any of that, what is this I hear about you possibly retiring?
Well, I'm not gonna retire.
Uh-huh. Yet.
I pitched an idea that I was thinking focus more on Twitch and playing games. I'm still gonna upload unboxings to my channel, but cut out the reactions.
So basically you're retiring from reactions, though. That's what you said the other night.
Unless, and this is what me and Mo talked about earlier, I do reactions on Twitch.
Now, why do you not want to do reactions on YouTube more? And why would you just want to do them on Twitch? Why would you just keep doing them on YouTube?
Because I like doing reactions. I like doing them. I like that it gets me, you know, to listen to new music. But I haven't felt the motivation to want to record them for some reason.
Right, but you're still doing them on Twitch, so...
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. And that's another thing. The whole thing is with me, it's the setup I have going on right now. I don't like that I'm moving everything back and forth. I moved my laptop here, TV there, mic there. I need an office. I need a standard setup that I can record everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's just like...
That's where you record your reactions, right there?
No,
you put them over there.
Over there, yeah. In the back.
So you don't want to move your stuff anymore.
It's aggravating. I don't want to move. I don't want to...
How many times a week are you doing that?
Like every time I record a reaction.
Well, how often do you have a schedule for reactions? Or you just do them on the fly?
I try to record like 5 days a week.
Really?
And then I do the podcast. Then I do the gaming, the pack. It's aggravating.
Well, maybe you're just doing too much.
I don't know. And it's another thing about the reactions. I like the reactions, but I feel like I just talk out of my ass when I do the reactions.
Meaning?
I feel like sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I think that's in general.
I say something and the song is something else. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's part of your... Listen, people love it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it the views that is pissing you? Or like, is the views good to you? Is it good enough for you?
The views have been the same.
So you're fine with that?
Reactions.
Or not?
What happened?
Are you fine with that or not?
Yeah, I'm fine with the views.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't know.
You're not happy making the content? You can say if you're not happy doing it. You said you like doing it, but then...
I am happy doing it. I'm just not motivated.
So what's the difference between doing it on Twitch and on YouTube?
I don't know.
There's no real difference. I mean, the only difference is...
I guess it would be funner reacting to it a live chat.
But then you have to keep an eye on the chat. Then you're going to be totally unedited. I mean, do you want that?
I mean...
If you feel like you're talking out of your ass now... You want to do it unedited?
My videos are kind of unedited anyway. What do I edit out? Boo barking?
Oh, you tell me.
That's what I edit out.
But would it help with the setup thing, or would you still have to go and set it up?
I think a better setup that kind of helps.
Well, no, but besides that, I'm saying you doing it on Twitch as opposed to YouTube, is that going to even affect the setup? It sounds like it's going to be the same thing, no? Or you're still going to have to set it up every day?
But I don't know.
Right, I'm saying, is there any big difference?
I don't know. It was just a pitch. I don't know.
Right.
An idea.
But you sure you just don't want to end the reactions in general?
I don't know that I want to do. I really don't know.
Why don't you just stop doing them for a while and see what happens?
That's what I might do. That's what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. I haven't done them in a week and a half.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so maybe you should just stop doing them. See how long it takes for you to see if you actually want to do it or if you don't want to do it naturally.
Yeah, right now I'm just figuring things out.
But then, so let's say you don't do the reactions anymore, right? Yeah. That means you're going to either replace daily content with other content or you're done with daily content.
I think I'm done with daily content. I think I'm going to do like 3 times a week thing. Right.
You're going to do 3?
I'll try to do 2 or 3. And then, like I said, I want to focus with the gaming on Twitch.
Right. Well, I think you're probably spreading yourself a little thin because you mentioned you're doing the series with Pat that has been frustrating.
Yeah.
Right? You're doing that. You're doing mm-hmm. the podcast. You're doing the reactions. Then you want to do Twitch. You're adding Instagram Live, which we talked about in the intro. We're going to talk about it later. You want to do those 2 times a week. I mean, listen, daily uploaders. Even the ones that I don't think have editors, I hear them go in a video like, I didn't know, what's her name? Kelsey Kreppel, I think her name is. I watch her, but she uploads, I don't even think she uploads daily, but I hear that she has an editor. Emma Chamberlain has an editor. A lot of people have editors. So, and especially daily ones, like PewDiePie has an editor. So you don't have that. So you're probably, I mean, you're definitely wearing yourself out, probably just in that sense.
And I think what I want to try to do, and this may tone the quality down a little bit, but I think I'm going to record everything with my laptop, the mic, and the webcam.
How are you doing it now?
With my phone, recording the video, and syncing it with the audio. From the OBS.
Your phone is a superior quality video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you have the iPhone 10.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to just do it all like on OBS, like how we're doing the podcast right now, essentially, yeah. Like where you have OBS Streamlabs or OBS. You push the button. Yeah, everything goes in, and then you possibly edit it or possibly don't.
All I edit out is like the 2 seconds at the beginning and the end.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I think you're definitely spreading yourself thin. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Before you're adding more stuff now. So I think, I don't know, I think you kind of, yeah, you should definitely stop the reactions for now. See if you naturally want to do it. But you're definitely not going to go daily with any other content. I mean, that's going to be even harder to do.
Yeah.
But you don't like vlogging, right?
No.
No, you don't like vlogging. What are you going to replace? What are you going to do on the channel now? Unboxings, you said?
I was thinking I'll do an unboxing on Sundays like I usually do. And then I'll put a video during the week with like maybe a top 10. Or I started doing a character spotlight kind of video with my Funko Pops.
Right.
Where I take a character and I show you every pop from that character in my collection.
Right. So you're going to do a pop video in the middle of the week?
That's basically 2 pop videos a week.
Yeah. or and so you uploaded the Oreo and beer video this week, which you said did very well. I heard good things about it. Do you feel like you want to add more of the other, more of that kind of content in?
I think food reviews, I think I might do more of, because people like that.
And who's been telling you to do things like that?
The thing
you
is,
love eating junk, and you like reacting to things, so why don't you react to yourself eating junk?
But that only happened because I went to the store and I saw the Oreos. I don't go shopping. So unless I start going shopping...
Why don't you go shopping?
I might have to.
Why don't you get some air?
My mom goes shopping.
Right.
I get enough air.
You get some more. You don't get enough. You can have too much. Take a trip to the store. Look for some stuff. And you can also order things online.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't... If I ever get something like new, I don't usually buy it in the store. I'll usually order something online. You can order things from around the world, Japanese. I mean, there's a whole plethora of things you could be eating and drinking.
Yeah.
You can go to the liquor store and just pile up and you have content for a month.
Yeah.
So you can probably do like twice a week. Like you said, you do maybe one day like that pop day. You do or the spotlight day. Whatever. Let's say it's a Wednesday. You could either do a food review. You could do a spotlight video. You don't have to stick to one thing, and then that Sunday you do the unboxings, and it's twice a week.
Yeah, and I mean, I have other content, like the football picks are coming back.
Oh, we'll talk about that. We will talk about that.
Starting next month, I got the wrestling reviews, SummerSlam.
Yeah, you have the wrestling reviews. That goes all year.
AEW. Yeah, but that's once a month, like.
I mean, why don't you do more wrestling content? Does that do well?
Yeah, I start reviewing more stuff.
Does that do well?
Restaurant reviews?
Yeah.
They get pretty good.
Can I just throw something out right now?
Yeah.
I just want to say this, okay? You could definitely interview some wrestlers on your channel. Would you want to do that?
Interview? No.
You wouldn't want to do that?
I'm not a good interview.
Or just talk to people. Talk to wrestlers. You wouldn't want to do that? I could see you doing that.
I don't think I can do that.
No? You don't think you could do it or you don't want to do it? Two different
things. I don't think I can do it.
You don't, but would you want to do it? You have some friends that wrestle.
Yeah.
All right. It was just an idea. It's just a pitch, as you say. Just pitching. Just throwing a pitch out. Well.
Right. Are you a baseball player?
That's right. Well, you're the one that pitched first. Why you keep moving your camera around? You're freaking me out. Are you hiding something? You have a fucking something crawling across your desk?
No.
What's happening?
I don't
Enlighten
know.
Me. You're fidgeting. You're fidgeting.
The light's annoying me.
Are you nervous?
No.
I'm not asking too hard-hitting questions. This is easy stuff. I just one pitch, he's moving his shit around like crazy.
But back to the baseball thing, I used to be a baseball player.
That was riveting. That was a riveting story.
I know, right?
And that's why you got Chicken Little, right? Because you'd have a big helmet on and you'd fly, you'd show up and it'd be moving around.
I used to be the outfield and the umpire.
Now, are you a pitcher or a catcher?
What?
Are you a pitcher or a catcher?
I'm a catcher.
Really?
Umpire.
So you're a catcher.
Shut up.
You're a catcher. Well, we heard it here, folks. We got to finally, everybody's been asking. We got the burning question answered, which we pretty much answered on the Valentine's Day episode. If you haven't heard that, go check that out for a crazy interview with Justin. He's a catcher. That's right. He catches it.
You know what? I'm sick.
How often do you catch it?
Shut up.
Are you a good catcher?
Shut up. Move on.
All right. Are you done with the YouTube stuff? That's all you wanted to air out?
Yeah.
You can see what Justin is going to do on his channel. Listen, I think it's going to help your mental health. You're probably just worn down, especially because you're usually sick, you know, and you're usually tired. So it's probably because you're editing and wearing yourself thin. And then you can do your reactions on Twitch whenever you feel like it.
I'm usually sick. When am I usually sick?
You're always sick.
When?
You're always sick. Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
You're always worn out and sick. You're not?
When am I sick?
Bro, you're always you're always in the bed. Oh, I don't feel well. My nose, my throat. Are you kidding me? Speaking of sick, we haven't updated the audience on your ticker, on your heart in a while. I think the last time we said it, we'll make this quick. The last time we said it, you were taking a sonogram and you were freaking out about that because we all told you your heart was fine. And the last the last test you needed to do was a sonogram. So how's everything going with your heart?
I mean, I guess it's fine.
I mean, you're living, so that's good. Do you have any arteries clogged? I'm saying, what did the doctor say?
The doctor just said it looks fine. Take your fucking cholesterol pill.
But you don't believe them.
That's it.
You don't believe them. You don't believe them, right?
I don't believe them because I think my heart's still beating fast.
Well, sometimes it does. If you're nervous, you get nervous.
No.
Stressed? I think you're stressed. And then you go, well, now that it's not my heart, it's my lungs. How are your lungs?
Yeah. I do understand there. I keep taking deep breaths frequently.
Let me tell you something right now. I think you're stressed out, and I think you're at your breaking point because lately you've been not only experiencing health issues, but then I noticed that when you go to the park, you start having Karen moments and freaking out. Today you yelled at the police officers. You didn't? You yelled at the police officers, and they yelled at you back because they were driving down into the park, minding their own business, just looking for trouble.
No,
are you? How can they allow this? There's a police truck. It almost hit me.
In the park, to go into the park, there's a small pathway, about 6-7 feet. So here's the police. I'm looking out. The police come rolling in with a big ass cop truck thing on that stingy little path.
And you yell at them.
Yeah, they could have ran me over.
But they didn't. They saw you. And what did you say? And what did you tell them? And what did they say back? You said, how could they allow this or something?
Yeah,
you screamed
that. Before that.
Well, that was the first thing you said. And then I think you were explaining it to me, and maybe that's when they said something back.
What did I say?
I don't remember. I remember you said, how can they allow this? And then you were like, I was like, what? These fucking cops got the truck, and they almost hit me. That's all I remember you saying.
Something along those lines.
And they said,
and you're like, yeah, it's illegal.
That's right, it's legal. And you're lucky you didn't end up in the back of it.
Yeah, victim.
Oh, my God. You're yelling at a tree the other day, too. You're yelling at a tree. Because the tree is in the street. You didn't yell at a tree. Oh, really? Bruh, yo, you know what? You are full of shit on this show. Because everything I bring up right now, which you know is 100% factual, you're saying it's not true. I bring up the thing about you being sick. You're always in the bed rolling around with some symptom, and you're telling me you're not sick. You literally yelled at a fucking tree because it was in the street, and you didn't feel like walking around the tree to cross the street.
So on my block, there's a big tree branch that fell, and it's blocking the corner. So it's dangerous for me to walk around in the middle of the street.
Why don't you walk around the sidewalk like any normal human being would do?
It's a big ass curb.
It's a big ass curb?
I fell off that curb. Remember?
When?
Like a month ago.
You fell off the curb.
When I first started going out, I fell off that curb.
Did you?
Yes.
And what happened to you?
Nothing. I got back up.
Why did you fall? You didn't see it?
Yeah, I forgot to step down.
Well, now you know it's there. Second time's a charm.
It's big, the curb, and I want the tree removed.
Well, why don't you go to a town meeting?
I called Greenland then.
Oh, my God. And said?
They ain't done yet. I told my friend to call, too. He lives across the street.
You're getting old, man. My man called 311 about a freaking tree. Are you serious? Wow. Wow. You're really something else. You're really, this is what I'm saying. You're stressed. You're bubbling. You're boiling over, bro. Enough with the reactions. You're pulling the plug on that. We're not doing Twitch for a month. We're gonna work up to that because you need a mental health break if I ever seen one. Because you're gonna do something reckless one day. You're gonna beat somebody with a bat. You're screaming at the dog every time you come home.
It's gonna be the first time I beat someone.
Okay. Who did you beat with a bat the first time?
I beat some kid.
Why?
Before I met you.
Why did you beat him with a bat?
Because he was just making fun of me or some shit. So one day I visited his courtyard with a bat. and I beat him up.
And what did everybody else do? They just looked at you?
My cousin just left.
And what did the kid was like writhing in pain?
I don't know. I just
Where'd you hit him first? Where'd you hit him first?
Oh, in the ankles.
Chucky over here.
I got him in the ankles. Then I got him in the elbows. And then I was hitting
him
in
God.
The shoulder.
Systematically. You're hitting the joint. I
didn't crack his skull.
Oh, I don't know. I was just checking. Yeah. I was making sure the kid's alive.
P.S. He's good.
Wow. I mean.
We became friends after that.
What's up with you and Dre beating the shit out of your friends? Dre's the same way. Every time Dre passes somebody or he says about... Oh, that's Tyrell. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I beat the shit out of him before, but we're cool now. Hey, that's Jason. Oh, yeah? Where'd you know him from? Oh, we used to go to school together. I busted his head open, but we're cool now.
Yeah, I beat the kid with a bat, but we're cool.
Wow, I probably only beat up like one of my friends before. I don't beat my friends. That's crazy. Wow. You're definitely going to need a break.
You get some?
You're bubbling over.
You're reaching
your boiling point. Your egg is cracking.
It's been cracking.
Okay. So your heart is good.
Yeah.
So all the audience knows.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it's good.
It's fine. One thing I don't want you to stop is going live because that was the first thing that even before YouTube got you back in the game, got you back into motion. And you've been going live more now. You started going live again 3 weeks ago?
Two? About a month ago.
A month ago? And how do you like it now? You're back.
It's good. I like talking to people again. And now I learned how to take people off the live so I could start adding people.
We'll talk about
again.
That.
Yeah.
We'll talk about how we figured that one out yesterday.
But going live is fun. I like talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of crazy characters.
Oh, yeah. We got, we finally made an Instagram page for Gritty Knows Best. Just type in Gritty Knows Best on Instagram in one word, and I'm sure it will pop up. But last night, me, Mo, and Judd went all live together. I went live from the GKB Instagram for a little bit. Then I went back on mine just to get the name out there and just to have some fun. So Justin says, let's go. What the hell was that?
It was my elbow.
Oh my God.
You heard that?
It was a demon.
My elbow.
What kind of scary stuff going on over there?
My desk, my bag.
So Justin says, let's go live out of nowhere. And I said, you know what? Let's do it. So we go on. We
talked about it the night before.
I don't know. We've been talking about it, to be honest. We want to go live on Twitch and we want to go live on Instagram as a unit, as G
Unit.
Unit. That's right.
Gritty Unit.
That's right. The Gritty Unit. Gritty Knows Best Unit. Mm-hmm. So you just spur the moment, say, let's go live in an hour or so. And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it. We go on, and man, did the time fly. Before me and Justin knew it, we were done. We had headaches. We were starving, and we had been there for 5 hours. Mo, for about 3. And let me tell you right now, if you ain't following... Judd, Durag, Simfucko, you better start. You better start following us because that 5-hour live could have been a show. It was a show.
Yeah.
I thank everybody that stayed and watched all 5 hours. And there was a few people that did. They said it at the end of the live, but people were popping in, popping out. Let's talk about some highlights. The first thing, which I mean, highlight or low light. I don't know how you want to take this, but we saw three male asses on Instagram last night. One guy came on, showed us his ass, and we go, oh, that's horrible. Oh, yeah, whatever. And that's when Justin figured out how to kick people.
Yeah.
You want to express...
Luckily, I did.
You want to express your grievance with Instagram's kicking method?
Yeah. The kicking method is a step too many. You have to click on the name in the top corner, click remove, and then click confirm. Why can't I just click on the box and click remove?
So if somebody whips out their balls, we got to watch them swing for an extra second or two.
Yeah.
We don't want to see that. And we saw a guy's ass.
Three guys' asses.
That's right. One guy came on, boom, he showed us his ass. Now, was it the second guy that really got us with the rapping?
No, that was your third one.
Who's the second guy that showed his ass?
I don't even
remember. I don't even remember how he did it. But then this one guy got us really good.
Yeah.
He messages, hey, I want to rap for y'all. So Justin lets him in. He starts rapping. He has like his phone looking at the ceiling or something. And he's like, yo, I murder guys. You know, I sell packs. I do this. I do that. You know, I ain't whack. And we're like, okay, it's really whack. But we're just like, I'm just vibing with it, you know, trying to be a supportive figure in this guy's life. And next thing you know, I hear somebody giggling in the back. And I'm like, uh-oh, this is about to go south. And next thing you know, boom, the guy's ass. And let me tell you, none of those gentlemen had hairy asses.
No.
I would say that it's very beta. No hair on their bodies.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Betas.
Yep.
Because let me tell you something right now. We know a real alpha named Jimmy Hairy Ass. The hairy arse, right? We haven't seen him.
He's the only person that can show his ass on my lap.
Jimmy Hairy Ass is the only one that we allow because he showed us his ass on our first live together, me and Justin's first live. That was like your third or fourth live, but it was our first one together. And he christened our show with his arse. So none of you other...
He does it respectfully, too.
That's right, respectfully, and we request it. Now he's too big for... Now he's too big time for us.
Yeah, yeah. The last three times, I asked him, he shut me down.
He's probably showing his ass to other people's lives.
He said, no, I can't do it, no.
Wow, maybe he has a girl or something now.
Maybe.
Maybe he got married.
Maybe.
Maybe he had a kid. So listen, shout out to Jimmy Hairy Ass. We miss it. But those other guys, those other naked mole rats, nothing. Nothing. They sucked. But we got that. There was some other crazy stuff happened. We had Zen Yi Dragonblade on there. We got our boy Tyler, which we were talking about a story about how he jumped out of my window one time. I don't know if I told that story on the podcast. I'm not going to tell it now, but Zen Yi ended up flying out of my window one day.
You might have told the story before.
I might have told it. I don't remember.
Then Janellis was on.
Did I tell that story when Janellis was on?
I think you did.
Maybe. I don't know. But he ended up flying out the window. Hilarious. It was great. And then while I was telling that story, we were talking about our friend Leonard, who at the same moment was kicking a door in and got kicked out of a camp that we were at. And he tells us, let me come on and defend myself. We haven't spoken to Leonard in years.
Years.
Only on comments and the video. He's very supportive of the show, very supportive of all of our endeavors. So we thank him very much for that. But we haven't spoken to him over, like, you know, face to face. But I've known him since I was a little kid.
Me too.
So have you, right? Because you grew up in the same area?
Yeah,
or?
He lived right by me. We went to the same elementary school, summer schools. So.
See, I almost did it again. I almost said what you didn't want me to say.
Yeah.
I said something on the live you didn't want me to say last
time.
Just
giving out my
comment. I almost doxed you. Not doxed you, but I almost said something you didn't want me to say. I didn't slip this time.
Yeah, good.
It almost happened. So Leonard comes on, and this is where the crazy part comes. So he defends himself. He tells us how he didn't kick the door in. That's a great little insight. He tells us how another story about how he got kicked out of another program because somebody broke into his room while he was naked, and he says that the guy said he beat him up.
A staff member.
Yeah, a staff member walked into his room while he was naked, and Leonard was accused of beating his ass, which he said he didn't, but, I mean, he probably should have.
He cut him like a
card. Yeah, he cut him with a key card or something.
A room card, yeah.
That's right. So we're talking about that, and then all of a sudden, we were asking him how he was doing, and he starts telling us a pretty wild, wild anecdotes about his time in shelters that we didn't know he was experiencing for 3 years.
Yeah.
So our boy was, we kind of did like a little mini interview right there about his time in the New York City shelters, which, you know, are not the best places to go. It's definitely not the Marriott. But
especially
I didn't know
during these times.
Yeah, but thank God he wasn't there during these times. He's in his own apartment now. Leonard is all good. He's all well, getting better. So we're happy about that. But there was a little time in his life where he was in the New York City shelters, which, again, are probably not a place you want to go. But I didn't know it was like that, what he was talking about.
Yeah, it was crazy.
He was talking about how there was like a couple floors, and each floor was basically categorized by what drug was popular on that floor. So third floor was the coke floor. Second floor was the K2 floor.
K2.
That's like synthetic marijuana for those that don't know, and that will jack you up. If you're on New York, like that's a lot of like on 125th Street, you'll see that stuff. People are bugging. And he was talking about how in the morning they would wake up and they'd find dead bodies in the bathroom, just laying there from the night before. People OD'd. And there wasn't much compassion displayed because people would just walk in and piss on them. And I was just like, wow.
That's crazy.
I didn't know it was going down like that in the shelters. You know, I only know maybe two people that have been in the shelters before, and I've never heard anything like this. I've never really dug into it with them before.
And he was talking about all the people in the room.
Yep.
24 people, 32 people.
He was in a 24-guy room. No females in that whole building, by the way.
No.
In terms of people that live there. Maybe staff, but he's in a 24-person room. And my man did not get his stuff jacked once. Not even twice. He got 3 iPhones jacked from him in his 3 years there.
Yep.
And we're like, how does that even happen? I mean, after the first or second one, I'd be sleeping with the damn thing. And he enlightened us upon, I mean, I don't know if I want to say, I don't want to give anybody ideas that maybe it's a situation, but
yeah.
I mean, he said it on the live, we'll say it. It's wild though. It's wild how it happened. I'm going to say it. My man was talking about how they all had designated lockers, and the way they would bust in to our friend's locker with everybody else's locker was they would put a bed sheet in the locker and basically bust a lock or knock the hook out of place, and they would steal people's shit. So he would walk in, they would take his iPhone after iPhone, and one time he walked in there and his iPad was just smashed. They didn't even take it. They just smashed it.
Take nothing. They just smashed it.
It was horrifying. Horrifying. My man said he was not trying to be, he was just basically out all day. And then he came home.
Came home at like 2 a.m.
And went to sleep, which is the best thing to do.
Yeah.
And then I almost forgot, probably the craziest, besides the dead bodies being in the bathroom and them getting peed on, my man saw somebody get stabbed in the day room for
$2.
Over $2. My man saw somebody get poked. I was like, damn. So thank God he's out of there. But we did a little mini interview with him on the show. We were all shocked. We were all horrified.
Yep.
But we're glad he's out of that. So shout out to Leonard. Thanks for jumping on the live, and thanks for being such a supportive guy.
Yep.
We met a lot of other great people. Apparently, Justin is you're yelling at the cops today, but prior to that, you have many, many cop fans. We had the whole Aussie police force and Philadelphia police force supporting you yesterday.
Yeah. Listen, at least I know I could call them and I could beat these cops' ass.
You think they're gonna? They can't do that. That's not how that works.
It's a joke.
That's not how that works. You're gonna have to handle that one yourself. But we met a nice Philly guy. You talked to him a lot, right?
Well, yeah, you met a Philly cop, but I talked to him a couple times.
He was taking a shit while he was talking to us. Very, very nice. Very classy. That's how we like it. That's how we like our interactions. Very interesting. We met him. Who else? What else? What else happened? We met the wrestling guy that's been to every event. Who am I forgetting?
I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. We met a guy in the Navy.
Yeah, shout out to him.
He's got his own golfing apparel company.
I feel like I'm spacing out. Oh, there we go. It's coming back. So we had talked about how earlier Justin's going to do his sports picks, his NFL picks on his channel.
Yeah.
So we have this guy, David in the chat later on. He's like maybe the last 2 hours when we're talking about wrestling. He's like, Justin, you scam me. You're a scammer. You scam me out of money. We're like, what are you talking about, man? Like, what are you going on about?
In the comments.
Yeah, and then he's just talking about random stuff. Mark Henry, Chris Benoit. So finally, on hour 5 or whatever, we're like, all right, we're doing one last one. Let's get this guy on. Let's see what's... I was sure we're going to see his cock. I'm sure we're going to see his ass. I'm sure he's going to do something wild and disrespectful to us. So he's laying in the bed, and I'm like, here we go. This is it. We're going to see something horrible. No. He actually had a grievance with Justin.
He did.
You want to tell him what that is?
So, like you said, I make football picks on my channel every week of the season. I go through all the games, and I make my picks. So this guy tells me that he bets on the games. Every week, all the games, puts in his bets. And he takes my picks, and he puts those bets in.
Yeah, one time. He did it one time for that week.
No, didn't he say he did it the whole season?
I think he did it for 1 week. He wouldn't do it for the whole season.
1 week is 16 picks, and that's like $30. He did it the whole season.
You sure?
Yes. That's what he said, the whole season.
How could he do the whole season if it's week after week? He would only do a couple games. He did one string of games. He couldn't do the whole season because after he lost once, he's not going to do it again.
That's what he said. He was doing it. It added up to 500.
But isn't it a string? Isn't it 1 week has like 6 games?
1 week has 16 games.
Right. So he didn't do it for the season.
Yes.
No.
Bro, how are you going to tell me?
You did your picks for the year. You didn't do it in one video. He did it off one of your videos. He didn't do it off all of your videos.
Yes, he did. He did it the whole season.
You do one video with all of your picks for the whole seasons.
I do one video a week.
Right. He did one of your videos.
No.
Yes.
No.
You tell me, how many games did he bet on then? All like 80? That's not going to add up to 500.
Bro, what are you talking about?
How many games did he bet on?
There's 16 games every week.
Right, so he only bet on 16.
No, he didn't.
Yes. If he bet on every game, that would have added up to way more than 500.
Every game. There's a spreadsheet of all the games that he does. It costs like $10. You get a spreadsheet for all the games.
Right.
I know how this works. I do it.
I thought he only but he has to bet once a week. He wouldn't bet.
He bet once a week on all the games.
Off of your picks, but your picks don't come out in one shot. What are you talking about? You confuse me.
What are you talking about?
He only did one video of yours.
No, he
didn't do multiple videos.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
That would have cost him more than that.
No.
He put $50 like a game.
No.
He did $10 a game?
I don't know how much he said.
No. He did one of your videos, I swear.
No.
Yes. I wish we can get him on the phone right now. Let's tell him what happened.
All right. So he put in his picks based off of my picks, and he lost $500.
That's right. So you did scam him.
Yeah.
You did fuck him.
I did.
And his girlfriend broke up with him. He wasn't able to get her some type of dinner.
He wasn't able to take her out to eat, and they broke up.
Because of you.
Because of me.
You want to apologize to her?
I'm sorry.
That was rude.
It does.
Now, we have to settle this with him. You know that, right?
To top this off, this guy thought I was dead for 10 years.
So when he finally finds you, he says, this must be a sign, he says. So I got to bet on everything this kid bets on or agrees with.
Yes.
And he lost all of his fucking money. Or $500. Now, when we talk to him, we got to clarify how many games he bet on. Because I'm not good at math, but I don't think he bet on the whole season.
All right, listen. I just did $30 times 17 weeks. It's five 10.
What? What'd you say?
I did $30 times 17 weeks.
Right.
That's how long the season goes. Mm-hmm. It comes out to $500. I'm telling you, he put every week, he put in his bet. It's a spreadsheet that you get, and you pick your every game in that spreadsheet, and it's like $30, $20, however the pool manager does it.
For the whole season, you bet. You use it for the whole season.
He did it the whole season, yes. I do the same thing.
You know, I have no idea what you're saying, so I'm just going to say sure.
I know.
Well, the main point is you screwed the guy.
I did.
Out of 500 bones.
I did.
So there you go.
I'm sorry.
Great live, though. Five hours. Heads were hurting. I had to take an Advil and get some food. I mean, it was I stayed up way later after that because I was too wound up after that live. It was fun.
I went right to bed.
You did? You were out like a rock?
Yeah, I was falling asleep during FaceTime. I hung up on you and Dre.
That's right. You hung up on me, Dre, and Steph.
Stephanie was there?
Yes. Yes, she was.
I don't remember.
She was there. Yes, she was. And then when you went to sleep, you played with Snapchat filters. It was a lot of fun. So we're planning on doing some more lives on Saturday for Saturdays? Me and Justin. And then Justin's going to go on live throughout the week on his own. You never know what to expect from us. Maybe we'll be on live Wednesday because Dre's off on Wednesday. So we'll all just pop in. We were pissed that we didn't get Dre on yesterday. It was crazy. He should have been
busy.
There.
He's a busy man.
But shout out to Mo because he was there for most of it.
Yeah.
We met Ryan.
And he got to play Kevin Samuels.
Yes, that's right. We forgot that Duan called in.
Duan.
Duan. He said his name is Duane, but it's spelled D-U-A-N-E. And that, to me, looks like Duan.
It's spelled like Vane, pronounced Duan. Duan.
I said he needs to put an accent over it and say Duan. Yeah. He called us asking for dating advice. And me and Justin are like, I don't know what to tell you about it. I don't know. And Mo... sat up there with his blue shirt on and gave him Kevin Samuels advice. So you can get, and we talked about huge clits too.
Yeah,
we got into
clits.
A lot. We got into a lot of stuff.
Clits and fisting.
Clits, yeah. Tyler admitted that he had two fists in his ass.
Double
and he
fisting.
Needed to get his butthole sewn shut.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll ask him about his procedure afterwards. Maybe we'll bring him on the show.
Because he has a consultation on Friday.
Is it on Friday?
Yeah, for his ass.
All right, so we'll bring him on maybe next Saturday. And we'll bring him on that Saturday, so that's the day after. And we'll ask him about how his rectum's feeling.
He'll be feeling up to it.
He'll be feeling up to it. He probably will just be sitting on ice. Yeah. Well, it's just a consultation. He's not gonna, nothing's going to happen to him. They might stick their fingers in there. It's just to see. They might, you know, swirl their fingers around the outside just to see how
they might stick their fingers in, and he might go, nah, you got to stick the whole fist.
Well, yeah, of course. But they might just try to size him up.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
But it was good live, fun live. I had fun. Gritty had fun. His first live. Most first live.
Oh,
it was
fun. Yeah.
The
so
fans
make sure.
Loved it. You guys are great.
Yes.
Yes.
So make sure you stay tuned.
Yep.
I wanted to tell you, I wanted to bring up something to you because this was pretty wild, okay? I don't usually bring up the news too much here, but this was pretty interesting. I'm trying to find the article right now. I thought I had it pulled up.
You're acting like Pastor right now. You can't. You're pulling up the audio. I mean, the article.
Pulling up the article as the thing's going on.
As it's
going very unprofessional.
And then he gets distracted by us, and he does something.
What?
He gets pissed at us and he does something.
Oh yeah, if you didn't see the last two episodes we did with Pastor, I mean those were crazy. You gotta go on the No Name Yet podcast because we just take it over.
Every time we get on that show, we take it over. I don't know why he gets all of us on, because he knows what's gonna happen. He knows we take it over.
That's right. We were just going off about everything he says and we just take it to a place that it's not even supposed to go.
Yeah, he thinks it's gonna go one way.
No, 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 no. We dom it.
Yeah.
We dom it.
And we just, we make him double think himself sometimes.
You make him double think himself?
What do you call that phrase? Second guess. Because the last episode he said, I'm questioning if, because something's real now. He was talking about something, but we make him second guess himself.
That's right. That's right.
And he should know.
I have it. I don't have it on the screen like Pastor. Yeah. Okay, we're not that professional. Okay, so a teen was arrested after Snapchat video shows her stealing necklace. Her necklace, it was a stealing necklace, not a necklace, so that was their fault. Stealing necklace from a dead man's body. Can you believe this shit?
That's crazy.
So in San Antonio, a teenager found a dead man in a drainage pipe. Apparently, he hung himself. So the 17-year-old chick and a 16-year-old chick who they're not letting her identity out because she is a minor. But isn't 17 a minor too?
Mm-hmm.
I thought 17 was a minor too. It's
no,
not?
17 is not a minor. 16.
You sure? Oh, yeah, I guess so. Okay. So they end up hearing about this guy that his body's in the drainage pipe, whatever. Oh, no, I think they end up seeing it on their way to wherever they're going. And of course, you know, the first thing you would think of is, I don't know, maybe calling the police, maybe calling 911, I don't know, screaming at the top of your lungs. But unless you're Logan Paul, then you probably pull the camera out, which Logan Paul Jr. did. And not only did they pull the camera out, but they decided, one of the girls decided to steal the necklace because it matched their outfit.
What?
Or because it looked good. It matched them, basically.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So the 25-year-old dude, he hangs himself. I mean, the last thing he thinks of is that his body's going to be robbed as well. I mean, the guy's not even cold, and he's getting his pockets ran. It's ridiculous.
Hank, why did you throw that up on Snapchat?
That's what I was going to say next is,
What the fuck is wrong with this generation?
This is the world we're living in where I guess kids, but just people in general are doing shit online and thinking you're not going to get caught, thinking you're not going to get in trouble. I mean, we can even take this to the people doing the stuff on TikTok at Disney or at Starbucks, at Dunkin' Donuts, and expecting no repercussions at all. Like, oh my God, my job sucks. I hate my job. I'm going to upload a TikTok, a funny video about me hating my job to TikTok. What do you think is going to happen to you? You're done.
Can you get fired?
Ridiculous.
Like, I don't understand. Why does everything have to be in the public eye? Everybody wants to be viral for what? A couple of clicks? Yeah, you're going to go viral, but you're going to jail.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to put it. You're going to go viral. You're going to jail. One of the girls got thrown in jail. The other girl, I don't think she ended up. They didn't have her file because she's a minor. So they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't release anything, but the 17-year-old, they got her mugshot up. You can go check it out if you want to. She doesn't look like the most pleasant person in the world.
Is she on mugshorties?
She's not on mugshorties. I don't know if mugshorties put 17-year-olds. I think they started like 18, 19. I don't think
That's ridiculous. I get you got a rob from dead body, try to sell it, you need the money, but don't put it online. The fuck is wrong with you?
So there's no records for the other girl, but the other girl was arrested on Tuesday and charged with theft to a human corpse or grave. Her bond was set at $2,000, and she has since been released from jail. Imagine, the 16-year-old was also charged with theft to a human corpse also. Imagine you call your folks. I mean, I don't know what her home situation is, either one of them, but imagine calling your parents and, yeah, you gotta bail me out. Oh, what happened? You got into a fight? You shoplifted? You could say I shoplifted. I mean, it's kind of around the same thing. I stole from a dead body. It's like, really? That's beyond klepto.
I stole from a dead body because your necklace was in my outfit.
Yeah, I just couldn't resist. It was just too good.
Not that I needed the money. It just looked better than my shoes.
Yeah, and then the girl gave it back. I think what happened was, too, that they put the thing on Snapchat, and then that got back to the police. And there you go. I think they told one of their friends about it, and then that friend snitched on them. Well, that, I don't want to use the word snitch. She just told. And then the Snapchat video surfaced. Like, what kind of idiots? What kind of idiots? And, I mean, just, wow.
That's the generation.
All I can say is, I hope that the spirit of that man is haunting that woman. Okay? Like, just really. You deserve that. You deserve that. Just fuck with her. Fuck with her at night.
Just a little bit.
Just, like, blow on her hair at night when she wakes. Oh, my necklace.
Closer to her.
Yeah.
Suck a thing down.
I mean, that's the beginning of a horror movie, honestly, right there. The girl steals a guy's necklace.
Yeah, and then the necklace is
and
haunted.
Then the necklace. Yeah, exactly. She starts to hear things. She starts to see things.
She wears it, and then she starts to
She starts to wear it, and then she becomes possessed. Yeah. Well, she starts to see things, hear things, and then she starts to become possessed by the spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's not even cold yet. Not to say that you should even do it when he's cold.
No.
But I know people do run around digging up graves and stuff and stealing artifacts. I mean, but
they do that.
Man, the karma on you got to be seriously bad after you do something like that.
That's terrible.
Your aura got to be tainted if you are low enough to do something like that. To steal somebody's shit.
Yep.
So, I mean, and that man was also committed suicide, so he's not doing that well beforehand. Yeah. So that's the last thing he needs, getting his shit stolen. Wow. I mean, and it's just the whole scene is bad. The guy, you know, he did it out in the open. It's just the whole thing is horrifying.
It's terrible.
So maybe either he'll haunt her or he'll send some goons. Send some spiritual goons, and she won't be able to sleep for a little while. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I might not be able to sleep for a while. Do you know why?
Because
Back for Blood is coming out. Yes. Boo what? Boo yourself. Are you crazy? I didn't mean to do it again. I could have. It would have worked. I'm so excited. Yeah. But it comes out October. But as I stated in the beginning, the beta is coming out. But I got the early access code thanks to our friend Jesse, aka Mittens, on Twitch. I wish I had. Get Jesse's Twitch name if you can for a second. Can you get Jesse?
It's Mad Mixie.
Mad Mitz. I thought it was Mittens.
No, it's Mad Mixie. MadMitzi.
Right. So Mad Mixie sends me a message, and she's like, hey, if you watch my stream for an hour, they end up giving you an early beta code for Back for Blood. And of course, I was right on that with a timer. I set my timer, and I got the freaking beta code. And he said,
sure, I like to be a beta.
I didn't say that. Just because I have the beta for my iPhone, and I also am the early beta for Back for Blood, doesn't mean that I'm a beta.
Okay. You're
not
a beta.
No. I'm a true alpha. I have a hairy chest and a deep voice. I'm an alpha. Am I not?
So you play the beta.
But I played the beta. That's right. Well, all night. I didn't play it all night, okay? Well, I did.
Broke mouse controller.
We'll get to that because I have a gripe with that. Not really, not the controller itself, okay? So I end up playing the beta with Jesse, then I play the beta again that morning with some random people. I ended up probably playing the beta 4 times. Okay, and let me tell you right now, for those of you that don't know, it is not a spinoff, but it's from the people who made Left 4 Dead 1 and 2, which is my favorite game, probably next to Lollipop Chainsaw. But I think I'll probably take this game over Lollipop Chainsaw. So here we go. Played it. First thing that I got to commend them for, or the first thing that I really, really, really enjoyed about the beta so far, or the game itself, because this is going to be in the game, is the amount of weaponry that we get. In Back 4 Blood 1 and 2, you get a Uzi. You get two types of Uzis, two types of sniper rifles, AK, M16, a pistol, and some melee weapons. Not bad. It's all good. But in this game, in the trailer, I noticed that we get a lot of guns, But when you first get in the beta, which you'll be able to get on August 12th, by the way. So if you're listening to this and you get intrigued by what I'm telling you, wait till August 12th. It's right around the corner. You'll be able to get the open beta. So anyway, I jump in and you are in this camp. Where you're hiding from the zombies with your friends or with your team. And that's where you can kind of jump in and go online. I'll get back to the online portion of that in a second. And the first thing I notice is they have a shooting range where they display all of the different types of guns. And they got guns on guns on guns in this game. This game reminds me a lot of Call of Duty with just the way the game is, like how smooth it is, how fast-paced it is, how the graphics look, and the amount of guns. Not only do you get an AK and an M16, you get many different types of assault rifles. You get a SCAR, I think you get an AR-15, you get a Vector, many different weapons, many different shotguns. There's one, I think it's called the Bolton. I'm not a big fan of that. You also get you get like three more melee weapons, I think, besides the machete, and you get a spiked bat. You also get a grenade, which in Left 4 Dead you did not get. You had a pipe bomb and a Molotov cocktail, which is in this game too. But along with that, you get firecrackers and a grenade. So that's the first thing I very much enjoyed, was just popping off and shooting guns at the zombies. All new different types of guns. Like I said, this game felt a lot like Call of Duty. It's fast-paced. And the other thing I noticed, to me, I don't know, but the maps seem bigger to me, like there's more places to go, there's more places to explore. I was kind of getting lost in some of the maps, but my friends were able to steer me the right direction. I don't know, I still have to kind of get my bearings in the game, because literally Left 4 Dead 2 is the only game I play. That is the only game I play, so I think that this game has bigger maps. And speaking of the maps, one thing, I'm probably going to get to the things that I am not too fond of with the game at this point. I like the shooting aspect. It's very smooth. The movements are smooth. You get to punch people in the face. That is, I like that portion of it, because when the zombies come up to you, you can punch them. Oh, and your secondary weapon now. Okay, so in Left 4 Dead, you get an unloaded pistol or you get a melee weapon as your secondary weapon. The thing is, in this game, you get a pistol, you can get multiple pistols, which is cool. You can get a Tech 9, which is my favorite. You can get automatic pistols, automatic Glock, many different types. But the thing is, you don't have unlimited ammo like you did in Left 4 Dead. So for somebody like me who likes to pop off a lot and miss because I have horrible, horrible aim, that is not good, because now you do not have an unlimited weapon in your hand. You have to pick up ammo and also buy ammo with the copper that you pick up from the ground. So this game is a little more intricate than Left 4 Dead. Because in Left 4 Dead, you're able to just pick up ammo on the street, on the sidewalk, in the safe room, and it's all the same ammo. This time, in this game, it's a little difficult, because if you have a sniper, you cannot just pick up pistol and SMG ammo. You gotta go pick up, you hope you run across some sniper ammo, or you gotta buy it in the shop. So that's the one thing that I'm not too fond of, is that it's a little more involved. Speaking of being involved, you have corruption cards, which I talked about. I don't really care about that. I kind of just want to run into the map and have everything be the same and have everything be smooth. But I mean, it is what it is. You have corruption cards, which makes the game harder, and it also brings a little bit of versatility to the game, depending on what the corruption card is at the time you're playing it. The one that I got, which I did not want to get, I got it with my friends, was the fog corruption card, which just fogs up the whole entire map and you cannot see. I hated it. It was the worst. You get lost. Awful. But this game is more involved. You got to pick up ammo. You have to also, like Left 4 Dead, sometimes you got to load up some stuff with some gasoline. Sometimes you have to do like a little mission here, but it mostly is you walking and shooting and killing to the next safe house, to the next safe house, to the next safe house. Sometimes you have to load up some gasoline and some tanks, but that's about it. This one seems to be a little more involved in terms of sometimes you have to put wood on doors. Sometimes you have to, I think there's one time we had to shoot some missiles at this thing and I had to protect my friends while they did that. We have to plant some bombs. So this game is a little more a little more involved, a little more intricate. And not that I don't like that. I kind of just, you know, a little lazier than everybody else. So I just kind of want to run, gun, and shoot. It's not too involved, but it's getting there. It's a little much. It's a little bit. I got to get used to the game, though. All in all, I'm digging it. I'm feeling it. I don't know if I'm going to put this over Left 4 Dead, because Left 4 Dead has been like my comfort game for a long time. I play the game all the time by myself because nobody plays it anymore. Nobody wants to play with me. I can play it on advanced and not get totally destroyed. And I can pretty much do it with all the bots, even though the bots suck. The thing about this game is, from what I understand, you're not going to be able to play this game offline the way I play Left 4 Dead. Apparently, you have to play it online with either bots or people, which means you're going to have an Xbox Live account to do that, which means you're going to be spending some more shmoney, which is not good. I just want to play the fucking game, okay? And sometimes I don't want to play with people. I just want to play by myself like I'm doing right now. With that being said, I'm happy the game's coming out because I will get to play with my friends, AJ, Axel, Jesse. I think Keith's going to get it. A bunch of people are going to get it. And I haven't been able to play with them in a while because they just play different games and I don't play the same game. Oh, and the other thing I don't like too, I just want to throw this out there. The zombies in Left 4 Dead are superior zombies to me. I like the more, I would say, cartoony or more animated style of Left 4 Dead. And I also enjoy the zombies and the special infected that we get in Left 4 Dead as opposed to the ones that we get in Back 4 Blood. Not that the Back 4 Blood ones aren't okay. You got the hooker that squeezes you to death. You got the one that's kind of like the boomer that explodes all over you if you shoot it and it takes away your health. You have the hag that we didn't get a hold of the hag, or hag didn't get a hold of us, because that one swallows you up and then your team has to come scoop you out of its belly like a fucking baby kangaroo. You got the one that comes and it kind of flies around in the air and it spits a web at you and you stick to the wall. Not that they're not good. They're okay. I mean, the way they function is good, but I like the look of Left 4 Dead more. I find it to be a scarier game. I think the boomer, the charger, the hunter, the spitter, I think they're scarier looking. I just find them to be scarier in short. So look out for Back 4 Blood. I'm definitely going to be playing it. I'm probably going to be playing it pretty damn hard. And I would have been playing the beta pretty damn hard, Justin, if Mo's controller didn't act up. Mo let me borrow his controller because mine was being a bitch and it died. So Mo let me borrow his controller and I was going to give it back to him so he can start playing the beta. And I was going to get a new controller. But the last day that he gave me the last day that I had the controller in my possession, it started acting up and it started telling me that it wasn't connected anymore. It didn't say the battery was done. It said it's not connected anymore. So I think that thing's dying.
So, Mo graciously lets you borrow his controller.
No, don't say what you're going to say. I don't like what you're saying.
You break it and blame the controller.
I didn't break it. I didn't drop it. I didn't do anything bad to it.
You didn't break his controller.
No, I didn't do anything bad to it.
Why'd you break Mo's controller?
You broke my controller, you know.
You broke Mo's controller.
I gave it to you and you broke it. If you've never seen The Ringer, go watch the movie and you'll know exactly what we're referring to right now. But I was pretty sad about that for myself and for Mo because he thinks that shit's going to work. I'm telling you, he's not going to take care of it, because I told him, check out the controller, make sure that the controller works before the beta comes out so you're able to play it that day and you don't got to run out and get another controller. He feels like it's not necessary. So I hope it works.
It's going to work.
Nah, I can feel it in my bones. It's fine.
I feel it. It works.
I can feel it. Telepathy. I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I hope it works.
I think it's the batteries.
I don't think it's the batteries because I put fresh batteries in, by the way. It shouldn't be that sensitive. The battery shouldn't drain that quickly. I mean, we put them in, you know, I put the batteries in at the Christmas special, the Christmas in July special. They shouldn't be dead already. And it didn't mention battery life. It just said it's and So I'm playing the freaking game online, and I'm going to go plant some bombs, and that's when the thing totally dies on me, on my team. I'm the only one that knew what was going on, because I was technically the veteran, because I was the one that had the game before those guys in the game. I think they just got it that day. They didn't know what was going on. So I had to lead the pack, unlike most of the time when I'm behind everybody, because I can't shoot right. I'm shooting my damn teammates. And the one time I played online with other people, they left me. They left me. We do the first like round, and I accidentally shoot the crows, which is another thing. If you get the beta, do not shoot the crows and do not step over the crows, because the crows will do that, and they will fly away, and all the zombies will come and kill you. So don't do that. I mean, you'll survive, but it'll be a pain in the ass. So I end up doing that once or twice. And maybe I got lost once or twice. And maybe I shot my teammates in the ass once or twice. And then by the time we get to the safe house, my game loads up again to see like the next chapter. And everybody's gone. It's all bots. They fucking left me. They had no patience with me. And I don't blame them. Yeah. So the next time I go on, I was doing a lot better. And the fucking controller dies. Now, here's where I have a problem, okay? If me and Mo want to get another controller, why is there such a shortage of Xbox controllers? One.
Because there's just a shortage of everything.
It's so annoying.
Every technology, because a shortage.
Since the beginning of like COVID started, I don't know how I got this Xbox for that good of a price. I got it pre-owned, and I got it for I don't even know how much, but it was a great price. Thank God. But everything's been running smooth till now, and now I go to look for another controller. Either they just made some new controller. I forgot what it's called, some aqua thing, but it's up for pre-order. You can't even get it now. Everything else is either pre-owned, which I don't want, and then everything on Amazon isn't on Prime, so it's going to be here in like a week or two, and I wanted it like in 2 days. I want that shit now. So I don't know whether I'm going to go to Best Buy and try and go get one, or I'm going to put it in order with GameStop or Amazon, but a lot of them are used.
Yeah.
So that's pissing me off.
Oh, yeah, it's hard right now. Especially the consoles and shit. People don't have parts. Things are on back order. Especially the car dealerships. They can't sell cars. They don't have parts. It's hard right now during COVID.
Don't they know I want to play Back for Blood?
They don't give a shit.
Don't they know that I want to play Left 4 Dead? And I don't want to use somebody else's sticky controller.
Yeah.
Want to make my own sticky with my stickiness from my hands, okay. From my hands, okay. Sweat. Good. I promise, sweat.
I just want to say that whole spiel.
I know you were not paying attention. I don't care.
It is so interesting.
So boring that you were yawning, which I heard. You know, I didn't need you to respond to that. That was for the audience. Who cares?
Because I did.
So what did you want to say?
Oh, I don't know.
You want to talk about spiels? You want to go on your own spiel right now?
Sure.
So let me go take a drink and take a nap, because Justin is pissed off about something. Can you stop making noises with your elbow there? You're dragging. Your nose is stuffed?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with your elbow?
But I keep moving. I don't know.
Okay.
There's something sticky on my elbow. And it keeps...
Oh, so you got something sticky on you. You're looking at me crazy talking about stickiness.
Yeah, I got sticky on me.
What? Why you have sticky on you? Whose stickiness is it? You don't know? You don't even want to say your own. You just want to just leave us hanging. You don't know whose stickiness it is? You could have said your own and saved yourself. Now you're saying you don't know. Why is... Is it because many people's stickiness has been on you? You can't tell whose it is?
Oh.
So what? How could you not know?
I don't know. Let's move on.
Why?
Because.
I want to talk about stickiness.
Let's stop.
Because?
Because this combo is stupid.
Two.
Me.
Justin, moving you've been on. Pissed off. Yeah, let me segue.
Your
show. That's right. Justin, you've been pissed off pretty as of late for the last couple of weeks about something. You want to enlighten us about what that is?
All right. So if you guys don't know, I play Pokemon Go. I'm a big player, and it's basically you go outside, meet people, catch Pokemon, and, you know, make a community, make friends. So in Pokemon Go, there's these things called Pokestops that you spin, and it gives you items, Pokestops and gyms. So during the Corona season, Niantic, the company that makes the game, Niantic accommodated the people that couldn't leave their house due to Corona. So they did this thing where they doubled the distance on Pokestops and gyms. So normally you can reach a gym from 40 kilometers. They doubled it, you can reach it from 80, which is pretty far. So, COVID's still going, and they announced in August that they're taking the thing away. No, they announced in July that they're taking the double distance away.
Now it's back to regular distance.
Yeah, they're going back to regular distance, 40 kilometers, and people were not happy.
Including yourself.
Including myself. So the whole community, like, we got together, we made a list. We wrote a letter to Niantic about why double distance, you know, it helped the game. It doesn't hurt you as a company and your pockets, that it's mm-hmm. much better for the game, and you should not take it away.
Right.
So, August 1st rolled around, and they took it away.
Right, even though, despite your letter.
Despite the letter, despite the pandemic still being on in a lot of places.
It is now August 8th?
It's August 9th.
9th, okay. And has there been an uproar? Has there been boycotting? What have you guys been doing to show them that you're pissed?
So, we have boycotted a majority of last week. A bunch of the big YouTubers have decided not to spend money because they're the ones that spend the most.
Can I just say something? Or can I ask you a question? Because you enlightened me on how much money a certain YouTuber is spending. Can you, for the uneducated in Pokemon Go, let's just... The upper echelon of Pokemon Go players, how much are they dropping on this game?
Well, this one YouTuber spends $4,000 to $5,000 a month.
Wow!
I know.
$4,000 to $5,000 a month.
One YouTuber spends $2,000 a month. Another one spends $1,000. The YouTubers, but they're on YouTube. They build a channel, you know, they make content, so they're making a good amount of that back.
Well, now the world is asking, the world is clamoring for this answer. How much does Justin Tsimbitis spend on Pokemon Go a month?
Spend about $20.
$20 a month?
Yeah.
That's great. I thought you were going to say, like, at least $50.
No, I got a budget. I spend about $20. I don't go that hard, but people have been boycotting. They have, like me, they're becoming, well, not becoming, but they're being free to play players. They don't spend money,
right?
Until we get a decision. And for as an update, Niantic has answered us a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm. What did they say?
Their response, because I applaud the community. We trended on Twitter. Number two behind Taylor Swift.
In the world. Number two in the world on Twitter, trending.
In the world.
Wow.
And we got a response. Right. It wasn't the response we were hoping for, but we got something.
What was it?
Basically, they said, we hear you. We hear you. We read your letter, we like the community band together, but our records show that In most places, the kid's talking out of your ass. In most places, it's safe to go out. Communities can get back together. And basically, it's our game, and we want you to play how it's designed to be. So if we want the regular distance back, that's how it's going to be. But we're going to assemble a special team to talk it over, to compromise with you guys in September. So look forward to that.
So they are going to compromise with you in September. Do you have any theories about what that could be?
I don't know, but people are speculating maybe they'll bring back double distinct, keep regular distinct. All right, so let's say you could spin the stop at 80 kilometers and get 2 items, or you can go by the stop and spin it from 40 and get the full 6 or 7 items. You know what I mean?
So it'll be an option to do both?
It might, yeah.
That's what you're thinking it is.
But they're going
to... You're saying you can opt to spin at double distance, you're just going to get less. Or you can spin... I'm not in on the Pokemon lingo, so I'm just assuming, you know, that's how you start the game. You spin, and then you see what you get, and that's going to be your double distance, and it's going to be less than what you would get if you'd spin on the regular distance board or whatever you use.
Yep.
Interesting. Is that from your brain, or have the Pokemon Go community assembled in the clubhouse and talked this over?
The community talked this over. Another thing was that was heavily discussed. They might make double distance a pay. They might put that behind the paywall.
Oh, that would be fucked up, I think. I don't think that would be nice.
They might charge a monthly fee, maybe.
I don't think that would be. What would you guys do if that was? I think that'd be jacked up. And you really hate this because, unlike some of your friends, your gyms are pretty far away, right? Do they get closer with double distance?
No, they're still
okay.
They're still 10
So the gyms don't get affected.
No.
Okay.
Well, they do get affected, but it's still not enough distance for me to reach from my house.
So do the gyms get pushed back?
No.
Okay. What do you guys think you're going to do if by September that is not an adequate solution, whatever it is?
I think I'm going to stay free to play permanently.
Okay, so you won't stop playing?
No, because it gets me out. I made friends. I made a community. It's not all bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but it was the way... It's not like they did something way out of pocket where they made it like... Where they made it farther all of a sudden. I mean, it's literally the way you used to play it.
Yeah.
It's just that people are pissed because it was more convenient. And maybe some people don't want to travel in such an issue that we have going on with COVID and stuff.
It's more convenient. The COVID, you don't have to be around people. It's much safer. Because some Pokestops are in, let's say you're in the middle of a fucking alleyway, or in the middle of the street, or in churches, on private property.
Mm-hmm. Which you're no stranger to.
I got kicked out of plenty of parking lots of churches. So it's much safer. But they're looking at it from the point there. A Pokestop is a landmark. So it's basically like a church or a piece of art or something that they want you to go out and explore and see.
Right.
But you could still see it from 80 kilometers back.
Right.
And for disabled people, it's much more accessible. You know, people in the hospital, they can play it. It's much more, it's more accessible. And again, it doesn't hurt Niantic.
I'm sure you put that grievance in the letter.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's a valid point. People in the hospital, that's awesome for them. They get to play.
Yeah.
Wow. So right now, we're just waiting on the word. You got like a month.
Got a month. A little
less than a month. Wow. But you guys have been pissed. At least they have something in the works.
Well, we don't know. They could be talking out of their ass. I think they could be basically saying, yeah, we're going to make a team to tell you no, basically.
You think they're just blowing smoke, buying time?
And I think they gave us an answer because they had to. Again, right. We trended. Forbes picked the article up. They wrote an article about it.
Right.
So right. I think they had to make a...
Well, with trending number two on Twitter, and then eventually it's going to, now with big YouTubers and even regular players not lining their pockets up as much, that's going to affect it.
Because Niantic's not one to address problems or say anything, which is a whole nother...
Most big companies are not going to address something until it becomes a real issue with their money or their brand itself gets affected.
Yeah. And interesting thing, the community manager left.
While this happened?
She must have been like, I don't condone what they're doing, I'm leaving.
She got paid for that job?
Yeah.
Wow.
The community manager is basically the voice between the players and...
Wow.
Yeah.
Like nationwide voice?
Mm-hmm.
She left? Who is this woman?
She stepped down. Her name is, what was her name? I forgot what her name is.
Where is she in, like, Japan, or where is she located?
I think she lives in Australia.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a hot topic.
It is.
If this woman was willing to give up her job, are you sure? She gave up a paycheck for that?
She stepped down, yes.
Wow.
You know, some people, they work for companies and they're loyal to the game. They have such respect for the game and the community that it's not about the money sometimes. It's about doing what's right, you know?
Well, I pray that, hope she does well after that. She probably got something lined up already. She probably got offers. So, guess you're gonna be wait until September 1st. Everybody's gonna be biting their nails. Everybody's gonna be anxiously awaiting the message from the Titanic company. It's gonna be crazy.
And that's funny you say Titanic. Was there a reason why you said it?
I forgot. Titanic? What's the name of it?
Because Niantic, their logo is a boat. And people have been making a meme calling it Titanic.
Because they're about
and
to sink.
They changed their logo from a boat to a sinking ship.
Well, that might be what's going on. That might be what happens if they keep messing around with the community.
It's funny.
I mean, if the community manager stepped down, you know, there's a big issue. Mm-hmm. Can we just switch to Duel Links, to Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links instead?
Good.
No, can we switch to that game? Can we just all agree to give Duel Links our money instead?
No.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What if in this time, right now, Yu-Gi-Oh, the opposite brand in my mind, I don't know, you have Yu-Gi-Oh, you have Digimon. What if Yu-Gi-Oh says, all right, Titanic, we're going to make a game, we're going to make Yu-Gi-Oh go, and we're going to make it exactly how these people want it. Would you try it?
Yo, that would be kind of awesome. If you can build your own deck, you got to go out to duel people. That would be cool.
And I know a lot. I think that a lot of people that don't play Pokemon Go, like a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh heads would be down. Like older people. I mean, I know there's a lot of older people that play Pokemon. But I think, I don't know, maybe there's I think there's a lot more older people that play Yu-Gi-Oh. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think the same people that play Pokemon play Yu-Gi-Oh!
I just know more people probably that play Yu-Gi-Oh! That are older. Maybe it's just I'm biased because I just know more older people.
But that would be pretty cool.
That'd be sick, right?
Yeah.
You might get me on that. You know, Aaron would go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, what the fuck going on, man? You got a child. I got a blue eyes.
Yeah, you got a blue eyes. I got a child.
I'm going to kick your ass, man.
Kick your ass.
Oh, maybe Yu-Gi-Oh! Go. Who runs Yu-Gi-Oh! Again? Forgot. I forgot. Oh, forget it. Now that you reminded me of that, the same way I fell into the Five Nights at Freddy hole on YouTube, I got to remember to go back and fall into the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel hole on YouTube. Because they have like whole tournament scandals and stuff from Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments back in the day where people got kicked out and people were cheating and stuff. I got to go fall into that hole. I love falling into rabbit holes on YouTube. It's the best.
Yeah, so September 1st, I'll keep you guys updated, and we'll see.
We shall see. Is there any more repercussions that you guys will put upon them if they don't do it your way? You're just going to... That's it?
I don't think so. I think everybody's just going to become free-to-play players and not give them...
You're not going to just totally X the game out?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to. Like I said, kicks me outside. I met cool people.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'll play till I get tired.
All right. Make sure that you go on YouTube and Instagram and type in Gritty Knows Best in one word, because there you're going to find the Gritty Knows Best YouTube channel, which houses some clips of ours, also a vlog, the moving vlog, the taste test. We're working on some more stuff on the Instagram. We just started that up. We're going to be going live and everything, all kind of crazy shit we got planned for that. Also, follow me at It's Gritty Bitch on Instagram and Twitter. Go to Gritty World on YouTube, where you're going to see my vlogs and all of my videos. Justin, plug away.
You can find me on Twitter at RealJasonBittis, Instagram at RealJasonBittis93, my YouTube, JustinSimBittis, my gaming channel is Sims Gaming, and if you're listening to this before Friday the 13th, Friday I'll be at Caroline's for a comedy show, Andy Letterman. So if you're there, come meet me.
That's this Friday?
Yeah.
Wow, first of all, I'm ashamed that I didn't know that it was Friday 13th this Friday. I was under the assumption we didn't have any this year, because I usually looked them up in the beginning of the year, and I don't remember seeing this one. So you're going to go see Annie Letterman?
Annie Letterman.
Who is...
7 o'clock show.
One third of a podcast that we love called Trash Tuesday. Just heard the last episode. It was great. The Olympic episode. Are you excited for this event?
I'm excited. I like comedy shows. They're pretty good. I'm gonna go and have fun, like you told me to. Drink. There's a 2-drink minimum. So I'm gonna.
You're gonna go above that. Even if there wasn't a 2-drink minimum, you'd go above that. You're gonna polish off like 3.
It's in the city. It's gonna be expensive.
That is true.
I've been to that place before.
But is this the first event that you're gonna go post like big COVID time?
Yeah.
It is, right? Because everything else got canceled.
Yeah.
Everything else that you've been doing got canceled. So this is your first big trip out. Make sure you take some pics. Make sure you take some videos. And you can see his trip on at RealJasonBittis93 on Instagram.
Like I said, Caroline's Comedy Club in the city. Friday, 7 o'clock
show. If you're there, buy him a beer. Don't be stingy.
Message me, and I'll meet you like outside. We could take a picture or something.
That's right. You're no stranger to that.
No.
Every show you go to, people go, oh, some fuckers. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe Annie's going to point you out.
Maybe.
What would you do? Would you be shocked if Annie goes, that's some fuckers in the crowd. I used to love your videos.
I'd be very shocked.
Would you go on stage?
Yeah.
You got a few jokes?
No.
You should think of some jokes.
Hitler joke.
I don't think you want to do that. Not today. Not today. How tall was Hitler? This tall. You're going to do the Hell Hitler sign on stage? I don't know about that one. That don't seem like a good joke.
I got a joke. This is a classic.
Let's hear it.
What do you call a hot dog wearing a sweater?
A hotter dog? A really hot dog? A warm dog? I was thinking the other way, like it was hotter because it was wearing the thing.
Yeah, because it's cold. I made that up as a kid. I've been saying it for 20 years.
Well, it seems like you'll be doing good if you open up for Annie Letterman. Maybe you just want to sit down and drink. I think that's a better position for you. Listen. Thanks for hanging with us. Yep. We love you. Come hang with us on IG. Maybe on Twitch. I don't know. But until then, peace and love. See you next time.
Peace.